Chapter 25. Bam! The miracle of life after traumatic brain injury. The story of Patty G. Foster, as written by Dr. Teresa Veach. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Psalm 40, 1 through 3. It happened at 6:45 in the evening during rush hour traffic. This is when my life was changed forever. I was with three other women in a red Tahoe on our way to our last Bible study meeting before taking a summer break. Envision this with me. I was sitting in the back seat behind the driver. We were all talking with one of the front seat passengers, Heather, a wonderful young lady who had just graduated from high school. She had just come home from her senior trip to New York City. I had bought flowers for all the ladies in the Bible study. As we were stopped at the intersection, I took off my seatbelt so I could turn and check on the flowers behind me. At that exact point, bam, the impact happened. A semi pulling a trailer full of cars going full speed down the highway, 70 miles per hour to be exact, rear-ended us with no warning. That's when life changed. I was ejected out of the back opposite side of the Tahoe and thrown into the air. An eyewitness later told me, "When your body flew out of the vehicle, it was as if the hand of God had come down and suspended you in the air right above the very SUV you had been thrown out of." The eyewitness remembered seeing the Tahoe spinning beneath me. When it had stopped spinning and had gone out from beneath me, my body went down to the ground and across the highway. I was told by an RN who had just finished her shift that my body looked like a piece of laundry floating in the air. Cars and trucks were still zooming by us on the highway, and thankfully, one of the trucks pulled in front of my body to keep other vehicles from running over me. From what I've been told, I could have been run over time and time again. My body went into a coma as they air-flighted me to the nearest hospital. I remained in the coma for the next 6 weeks. Everything I've learned about what happened to me during those few weeks is from doctors, nurses, family, and friends. I was told that the doctors had to prepare my family and friends for the worst. They expected me to die. The doctor said, "Bodies cannot endure this kind of trauma. If she does live, she will be a persistent vegetable. She will never see out of her right eye again. She will never walk again. She will never have the use of her right arm. She will never be able to speak in complete sentences. Her personality will not be anything like it was before the wreck. She will barely be able to exist." When I began to wake up from the coma, I was at Baylor Institute for Rehabilitation in downtown Dallas. Because of the continued severity of my condition, the staff secured me in one of the beds in room 307, the Gwen Goddard Ward, where the worst of the traumatic brain injury patients are admitted. All of us require 24-hour nursing care. At that time, I could not make any sort of connection with my own thoughts and emotions, let alone make a connection with others. But the Lord gave me a wonderful caretaker, a nurse I called Mama Joan. I began to trust her and to connect with her, something I was not supposed to be able to do because of the trauma. This connection was one of the countless things I had to relearn about myself, about others, about life. After some days and weeks had gone by, I began to learn how to connect with others by using nonverbal communication. This was the first language I learned after I began to wake up from my coma. I didn't have any other way of communicating with others or the outside world. I had to learn how to communicate by reading the look in someone's eyes, watching facial expressions, paying attention to the slightest of gestures, responding to the tone of voice, and sensing the touch from another human being. I became like a toddler. I had to relearn the ABCs, how to identify them, write them, and read them. I even had to learn how to walk again. I had to wear a gait belt that was woven into a vest that I wore over my t-shirt. I had to learn how to put one foot in front of the other and to keep going. There is one thing I never had to relearn, and that is the truth of Jesus. At one point, I did get to go to heaven. I remember seeing the beautiful blues. It was gorgeous. And most of all, I remember the presence of Jesus coming up beside me and touching me. I never turned to look at him. I never saw his face, but I remember his presence. I knew he was with me every step of the way. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I continued to make miraculous progress along my journey of recovery. However, there are still moments of darkness when the stressors of life become overwhelming. I know I will never be the same, but I am learning to cope with my new life. That is what you have to do after suffering from a traumatic brain injury. Cope. When I get discouraged, I cope by talking to God and giving it to Him. He gives me passages of His Word to hold on to and not give up. Deuteronomy 31:6 from the Message Bible has helped me many a time when struggles have weighed me down. Be strong. Take courage. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He is right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Hallelujah, I proclaim. God has blessed me as I learn to live again. I am walking again and talking again. I am now able to speak to others all around the world about the fateful night at 6:45 in the evening when my life was changed forever. I am able to tell others about the miracle of life and about how the Lord brought me through a deep, deep pit. Each day, the Lord Jesus helps me and brings encouragement to my heart in some way through someone at some time. It's very much like He showers my insides with what I often refer to as vitamin B12. It gives strength to the heart. Sometimes it's a smile or a phone call or even a note of encouragement. No matter how it's packaged, I've learned that oftentimes, the small things in life make the biggest difference. As I'm writing this paragraph, I'm remembering a deep truth that the Apostle Paul taught us. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Though the evil one meant the wreck for evil and to harm me, God meant it for good, so that many lives would be saved. See Genesis 50, verse 20. As long as I live, this miracle that started on June 18, 2002, lives on to my Father's glory.
About the contributor. Patty Foster's life is a testament to the intense love she feels for others. Her joy and laughter refreshes those around her, and she welcomes opportunities to influence lives and make a difference. Originally from Jacksonville, Texas, Patty comes from a supportive family who encouraged her to take risks, to try hard, and learn from mistakes. As a college student majoring in music education, Patty traveled with a fine arts team to Australia, toured with a university choir to the British Isles, and spent a week in the heart of Mexico with the Mission Group. Performances with the Fort Worth Chamber Orchestra and the Sam Houston State University Orchestra further broadened her scope of music and expression. She graduated from Sam Houston State University, Huntsville, Texas, in 1989, and shortly after traveled abroad to Eastern Europe, providing music for crusades and teaching conversational English through music. Since 1990, Patty's focus has been radio. She was the morning show host at WFRN, an inspirational Christian radio station in South Bend, Elkhart, Indiana. Before that, she fulfilled a variety of positions for KVNE, a non-commercial Christian music station in Tyler, Texas. Patty's radio career provided opportunities that led her into becoming a full-time speaker. She travels nationwide, speaking to church and corporate organizations of all sizes. On June 18, 2002, Patty was severely injured in a horrific traffic accident. She suffered severe head trauma and was in a coma for 6 weeks. Her life hung in the balance. She has had to learn to live again, and now, as her restoration process continues, Patty's desire is still to inspire, encourage, and motivate so many through her speaking. You may contact Patty by going to her website, www.pattyfoster.com. That's PattiFoster.com. Or by emailing her at patty@pattyfoster.com.